Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 8, Scene 1, Garga Muni. After this incident, Vasudeva asked his family priest Garga Muni to visit the place of Nanda Maharaj in order to astrologically calculate the future life of Krishna. Garga Muni was a great saintly sage who underwent many austerities and penances and was appointed priest of the Yadu dynasty. When Garga Muni arrived at the home of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda was very pleased to see Garga Muni and immediately stood up with folded hands and offered respectful obeisances. Nanda Maharaj received Garga Muni with the feeling of one who is worshipping God or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanda offered Garga Muni a nice sitting place, and when Garga Muni sat down, Nanda Maharaj offered him a warm reception. Addressing Garga Muni very politely, Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear Brahmana, your appearance in the home of a householder is only to enlighten me. We are always engaged in household duties, forgetting our real duty of self-realization. Your coming to our house is to give us some enlightenment about spiritual life, for you have no other purpose to visit householders." Actually, a saintly person or brahmana has no business visiting householders who are always busy in the matter of dollars and cents. And when it is asked, "Why don't the householders go to a saintly person or brahmana for enlightenment?" the answer is that the householders are very poor-hearted. Generally, householders think that their engagement in family affairs is their prime duty, and that self-realization or enlightenment in spiritual knowledge is secondary. So it is out of compassion only that saintly persons and brahmanas go to the homes of householders. Nanda Maharaj addressed Garga Muni as one of the great authorities in astrological science. The foretellings of astrological science, such as the occurrence of solar and lunar eclipses, are wonderful calculations, and by this particular science, a person can understand the future very clearly. Garga Muni was proficient in this knowledge. By this knowledge, one can understand what one's previous activities were, and by the result of such activities, one may enjoy or suffer in this life. Nanda Maharaj also addressed Garga Muni as the best of the brahmanas. A brahmana is one who is expert in the knowledge of the Supreme. For without knowledge of the Supreme Absolute, one cannot be recognized as a brahmana. The exact word used in this connection is Brahma Vidam, which means those who know the Supreme very well. An expert brahman is able to give reformatory facilities to the subcastes, namely Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. The Shudras observe no reformatory performances. Thus, the brahmana is considered to be the spiritual master or priest for the Kshatriya and Vaishya. Nanda Maharaj happened to be a Vaishya, and Nanda accepted Garga Muni as a first-class brahmana. Nanda therefore offered his two foster sons, Krishna and Balaram, to Garga Muni to purify. Nanda agreed that not only these boys, but all human beings, just after birth, should accept a qualified Brahmana as spiritual master. Upon this request, Garga Muni replied, Vasudeva has sent me to see to the reformatory performances of these two boys, especially Krishna. I am their family priest, and incidentally, it appears to me that Krishna is the son of Devaki. By his astrological calculation, Garga Muni could understand that Krishna was the son of Devaki, but that Krishna was being kept under the care of Nanda Maharaj, which Nanda did not know. Indirectly, Garga Muni said that Krishna, as well as Balaram, were both sons of Vasudeva. Balaram was known as the son of Vasudeva because his mother Rohini was present there. But Nanda Maharaj did not know about Krishna. So Garga Muni indirectly disclosed the fact that Krishna was the son of Devaki. Garga Muni also warned Nanda Maharaj that if he were to perform the reformatory ceremony, then Kamsa, who was naturally very sinful, would understand that Krishna was the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Because according to astrological calculation, Devaki could not have a female child, although everyone thought that the eighth child of Devaki was female. In this way, Garga Muni intimated to Nanda Maharaj that the female child was born of Yashoda and that Krishna was born of Devaki and that they were exchanged. The female child, or Durga, also informed Kamsa that the child who would kill him was already born somewhere else. Garga Muni then stated, so if I give your child a name, and if this child fulfills the prophecy of the female child to Kamsa, then it may be that the sinful demon will come and kill this child after the name-giving ceremony. But I do not want to become responsible for all these future calamities. O best of the Brahmanas, if there is such danger, then it would be better not to plan any gorgeous name-giving ceremony. It would be better for you to simply chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purificatory process. As we belong to the twice-born caste, I am taking this opportunity of your presence. So please, perform the name-giving ceremony without external pomp. Nanda Maharaj wanted to keep the name-giving ceremony a secret and yet take advantage of Garga Muni's performing the name-giving ceremony. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.